few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before I begin today's episode, I'd like to invite you to join my expensive mastermind. That's right, I'm starting a mastermind group. Just send me your credit card, maybe some Bitcoin, and I will hook you up. Okay, just kidding. I do not actually have such a thing. But our caller today has a friend with one of these mastermind groups. We won't say which one it is. And they are considering joining. Now, this kind of membership is not cheap. I think it's something like $2,000 or maybe actually $3,000 in this case. So they're wondering, is it worth it? You know, should you pay to join this group to get business advice, maybe make some contacts, networks, resources, etc.? Or I guess the alternative is to not pay for it. Okay, so this is an interesting, touchy subject sometimes. I'll do my best in answering, should I pay $3,000 for my friend's mastermind? That's the question. Detailed version from our caller and my answer coming right up.
Hey, Chris, this is Nina. I've been following your show for about a year now. My friend is in a mastermind group with other aspiring women entrepreneurs. Every month, they have a Zoom call and give input into each other's business. It sounds cool, but it's also really expensive. To join costs more than $3,000, and there are ongoing dues as well. Part of me has FOMO over this. I want to join the group, but I also think it's a lot of money that I don't have right now. Do you think this expense is justifiable? And are there any other mastermind groups that don't cost this much? Thanks, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Nina, thanks for the question. I totally understand, you know, the desire to be part of a desirable group. I understand the FOMO. You know, if your friend is part of this thing, you're like, oh, you know, what am I missing? I want to be part of the group. I want to be part of the secret, you know, committee that meets by Zoom or whatever it is they do. I think the main thing you need to answer, though, is, you know, do you want that more than you want $3,000? Right? So let's look at the pros and cons. You know, ultimately, all value is perceived, you know, so some people might be in these groups and loving it and happy to pay that. So I guess you might join it if you really think you're going to get some valuable advice that you couldn't get otherwise. If you really think there's going to be some networks or partnerships that come out of it, again, that you couldn't make happen otherwise, or maybe some other intangible benefit. So why might you not, you know, join it? And I guess the main reason there is because it costs $3,000 to hang out with people. You know, might there be some other way to do this? There are lots of mastermind groups that are just, you know, friends and colleagues who kind of come together and create their own little group and have these Zoom calls without, you know, one of the members of the group being paid for it, right? So you could always create your own and don't charge for it. And if I sound a little cynical here, I think it's because I know a lot of people who have regretted, you know, joining these groups and then, you know, paying lots of money for them. But they don't always say so publicly because it's kind of awkward to do so. You know, usually it is a friend or a friend of a friend or somebody you know that kind of, you know, brings you into the group. And so you've already spent that money. You still want to have good relationship with the people, but you don't want to keep paying that money. So as I said, it just becomes kind of awkward. You know, in summary, I would say weigh those pros and cons. Don't let me hold you back. if it sounds like a really great thing to you. But based on what we've heard here, my sense is that you don't need it. That's my answer anyway. Listeners, if you've got some experience in this area, let us know. SideHustleSchool.com/questions and let us know if you've had a good experience or a good or a bad experience, let's say. We'll continue to feature updates from our listeners as they launch and grow their projects throughout the year. Thank you so much for being out there. I'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.